The marketplace lead is Google's new campaign starting today to reduce our exasperation when thumbing through cluttered websites. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Some websites look gorgeous when you scroll through on the smaller screens of mobile devices. Some look as cluttered as a dorm room after an all-nighter. The search giant Google today has fiddled with its algorithm to favor sites that work well on phones and tablets. This, my friends, is a big deal. And Marketplace's Annie Baxter has been learning more. Annie, why is Google doing this now?
A growing share of consumers are getting online via their phones and tablets instead of their personal computers, but not all websites are ready for that reality. Think of how maddening it can be if you use your phone to Google restaurants in your area, and half of them have menus that are too tiny to read on your phone. Lindsay Turrentine, a consumer tech expert at CNET.com, says Google is trying to push sites to be more mobile-friendly.
This is Google saying, we don't want our users to be frustrated by the way a site looks when it's served up on their phone. If you're a top-ranking site and you don't format your content for mobile devices, we're not going to give you as high a page rank.
And that could cost companies business if they're buried deeper in the search results.
So starting today, out of the blue.
No, actually, in a pretty unusual move, Google fired off a warning at the end of February that these changes were coming so that people could update their websites accordingly, which in some cases means a costly redesign. And as Turrentine puts it, Google's trying to prepare everyone for a world where there are even smaller devices like smartwatches, which obviously would have yet smaller screens. But Google says it may take a few weeks for the rollout of this new ranking system to take full effect.
All right. Marketplace's Annie Baxter, thank you.
You're welcome.
There's news this morning that two generic drug makers want to merge, Teva Pharmaceuticals and Mylan. Mylan's boss had worried aloud about antitrust concerns when two big generic drug makers come together. Regulators in Washington could always agree. Mylan's stock was up about 9% in early trading this morning. British regulators have a question for their American counterparts. How come Warren Buffett's reinsurance operation isn't labeled too big to fail? Risk.net first reported that the Bank of England sent a letter asking about Berkshire Hathaway Reinsurance. The Financial Stability Board in the U.S. already has 9 insurance companies on their list, from Prudential to AIG. Getting the handle systemically important financial institution brings with it more regulation. Companies chafe at this, but it's meant to fend off a future financial meltdown and the need for some future government bailout. Comcast and Time Warner are expected to sit down with Justice Department officials this week to try to persuade the government to approve a merger. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
If Comcast and Time Warner merged, they'd control almost 30% of all the cable TV subscribers in the U.S., possibly raising fears they'd own too much of the market. So how do you reassure the regulators that you're not out to rule the cable world? For starters, sell some stuff. Get smaller.
Cable properties, television properties, channels, it could even be radio or print publications as well.
That's telecom and media attorney David Klein. He says Comcast and Time Warner could also start offering a la carte pricing, something cable customers have been clamoring for. Former Republican FCC Commissioner Harold Frischgott-Roth says they could throw in internet deals for libraries or...
They might, for example, offer to... provide higher speed services to some schools in their footprint.
Or Comcast could agree to hand over some of its customers to a competitor. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
This is the time of year when many television shows learn if they'll live to see another season or maybe enter the realm of syndication, download, streaming services, or oblivion. The afterlife of shows is changing for TV lovers and advertisers, Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
Some reruns are on so long, you can spot them even if you just flip past them. These shows are the gold standards of syndicated television, immortal in their appeal to audiences and advertisers, and they've been steady moneymakers for cable. But today, more and more shows are finding their heavenly home on streaming services like Netflix and Amazon. Tom Noonan is former head of UPN and NBC Studios. He also teaches at UCLA.
It's not good news for the cable networks, clearly, because they now have an even more dynamic set of competitors out there.
Viacom, which owns more than a dozen cable channels, says it's been hit by shrinking audiences for reruns. According to the research group Kantar Media, ad buys on nationally syndicated TV have been relatively flat. But Noonan says streaming services are a positive for folks who make television.
Now there are just more and more markets for their original material, and there are more and more markets for titles that have been sitting on the shelves.
There's an afterlife for reality shows like Dance Moms. Reincarnation can be successful for serial dramas like The Good Wife, where you want to see episodes in order and maybe all at once. But all reruns on every platform face new hurdles. Derek Kampar teaches media at Southern Methodist University and is the author of Rerun Nation.
There are so many shows.
Game of Thrones, Orange is the New Black, Mad Men, Veep, The Americans. I'm just getting started here. And reruns aren't just competing with everything that's new, they're competing with everything that's old.
If you've got a sitcom and you want to sell it in syndication, you're still going up against the likes of Friends and Seinfeld.
Because sometimes nothing's better than watching Ross and Rachel try to figure it out, even if you know exactly how the story goes. I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.
And another number, a grim one, 5.3 million is the number of hens that will have to be put down at a farm in Iowa after a bird flu virus turned up. Statewide, Iowa produces 1 in 5 eggs eaten in America. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.